Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of June, recording at 8 p.m. And it's British summer time. Now, first the highlights. Not so many highlights in here today. Stock market's quiet. Government bonds, bit of slippage, but well off the lows. And what else here? Dollar. A little bit firmer following that small upside key that Owen would have mentioned yesterday. And in commodity markets, a bit of a shakeout in the, it would in, I was going to say in the precious metals, in some of the precious metals. The main one was silver price coming down, and the oil price closed not far off the highs of the day, up 174. Okay, first stock markets. So where do we go from here? Well, I think markets remain vulnerable to a not insignificant correction. And I do expect to see that correction sometime between relatively soon. And more likely, though, with the major damage, if I'm right in this, occurring next year. And I think we're going to be in a dodgy environment here for equities generally, right through to probably October of the end of October 2006. Why a dodgy period? Well, first, the U.S. interest rate cycle is still, or the cycle of rising U.S. interest rates, that isn't over. And I think people are underestimating how much those rates may go up. I think people are underestimating some of the inflationary pressures that are likely to continue surfacing, although not in the statistics necessarily, partly due to a bit of fudging there, and not in the manufactured goods that are coming in from China and other countries. That really remains a pocket of disinflation or deflation. So I think, and then of course you've got the oil price, which could push higher still. I think it almost certainly will. Now, how to actually play it here? Well, with difficulty is the answer, because we have somewhat choppy, ranging markets overall. I'm holding on to the things that I really like India, although that having hit new highs recently in terms of the some of the funds, certainly the J.P. Morgan Fleming India Trust, I would not be surprised to see that come back a little bit, creating another buying opportunity. I'm certainly not going to abandon that. The only thing that would cause me to abandon it would be if it really went parabolic, and I don't expect that to happen against this background. Equally, I do feel that in a general market shakeout, I would see my favorite positions, which would include India. Thailand's been quiet here, largely because of interest rates moving up to offset the inflationary pressures, but the index is steady. Overall, I like the growth story overall. And of course, I've got a number of mining positions, and I'm happy with those. I've got a bit in Japan. That's boring, but I think promising on the medium to long term. Boring right now, just because of its ranging activity overall. So I'm holding on to those. I've also got a long position in the Nikkei, which here my lack of a stop did me no favors. I wasn't expecting to go into hospital on an emergency basis for a burst appendix, as you may recall. And that was quite steady before I went in for a few days after I went in, and then fell into hospital and then fell very sharply. But I'm going to roll that forward. And I'm also going to roll forward my various stock market shorts, which are in the S&P. That's my biggest area of stock market shorts, but I've got some of the European indices. The European indices are the ones that are hurting because they've been really quite firm overall, but look overextended in my view, but yet have not seen the sort of downward dynamics to cap the rallies that they have that they have enjoyed. But I say it's a tricky environment in here, and I think many people are finding that to be the case. I've generally preferred dealing in some of the commodity markets and even currency markets on occasion for profits. But again, it's been a very much of a trading environment there. Now the bonds, they had that downside key day reversal of U.S. Treasuries on Friday, and they edged up a bit. They're down a little bit here today, down 7/32. As I speak, they were down lower following the Greenspan comments, but picked up again as people digest that information. And in terms of precious metals, now where you may well recall that I had lightened on a baby steps basis my silver positions on the strength of the last rally. That looks to be over for the time being. We had quite a shakeout today, but not enough for me to come in buying again. I think I'd want to see silver closer to the $7 level to commence buying. I'm taking a more cautious view here right now, not wanting to press too hard. I've got enough speculative positions as it is. And natural gas, I'd be delighted to see that come back a little further. That was a nice trade. It easily could, following the key that we saw yesterday. But then again, here's oil, 54.28, up 174 today, having sagged a little bit, having sagged yesterday and a little bit further earlier today. Gold, that must have gotten close to my stop today. I better have a check on that. I did have a tight, very tight in the money stop on gold, not risking much at all. Platinum, a disappointment, done its Sisyphusian thing once again, getting up to 80. I think it got up to 82, currently 8,870, but still showing a small backwardation. I've still got a long position there. Soybeans, I'd love to have those come a little lower. They did, got down to 657 and a half. Didn't see it, probably wouldn't have bought it if I had, but closed up 5 3/4, 673 and a quarter. That still remains an extremely interesting weather punt in my view. And that's about it, except of things that I really do like. There's been a lot on the Investec Global Energy Fund recently, number of questions on it. I do really, really still like that. That's perhaps my favorite of my various core positions. I'm giving a talk at IG Index tomorrow. I will only be there briefly because after I finish the speech, I'm giving the first speech in the morning, I think at 10:15, and after that speech, I'm going to zip back because of an appointment with my surgeon who I really do need to see. And so it's a busy day, and then I've got to get the comment of the day out of the way before before heading off to see Rigoletto at the Royal Opera House, which I'm really looking forward to, although I know it well. It's a wonderful production. But if during the intervening minutes any subscribers who are there, if you have a chance to say hello, nothing would delight me more. In the meantime, all the best.